The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis darshens the Pasuk, V'lokachtem lochem, misha lochem, lohoitzi es ha-sholves ha-gozl, mikan omru chacham, ein odom yoitzi de chayvosa biyontef ha-rishin shel chag, b'lu lovei shel chaveri, el im kain nos nu loy b'matona. That in order for one to be yoitzi, the mitzvah of arba minim on the first day of Sukkot, the person must actually own the esrog and lulav that he's shaking. The Gemara goes on to tell a Maisa that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva were coming together on a boat, and the only lulav on the boat was Rabbi Gamliel's lulav. It was an expensive lulav. He paid for it elef zuz, and the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Gamliel was yoytze with it. Then he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a matana. Rabbi Yeshua in turn gave it to Rabbi Lozim and Azariah b'matana. Rabbi Lozman and Azari gave it to Rabbi Akiva b'matana. After Rabbi Akiva was yoytze the mitzvah of arba minim, he gave the lulav back to Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara says, from there we see that one can be yoytze the mitzvah of arba minim with an esrog lulav which he received with a matana al menas lahachzer. The Mishnah Berurah explains that a matana al menas lahachzer, the matana is a total matana, that I give it to you, it's 100% yours. However, I made it tonight. I'm only giving it to you on the tonight that you give it back to me. So, I'm guaranteed to get my esrog and lulav back, because since you want to be yoytze to the mitzvah, the only way you can own it is if you are mekayim the tnai lebesayf. If you go ahead and you give it back to me. So therefore, when the person who receives the matana and the asla hachzer is holding the esrog lulav, it's 100% his. It was given to him as a matana. However, there's a tnai that he has to give it back. Only by giving it back will the matana be a valid matana. Therefore, the recipient can be yoytze to the mitzvah, and the original owner of the esrog and lulav is guaranteed to get his esrog and lulav back. If something happens to esrog and lulav, although mehilchus shemrim, the recipient of any matana menas lahachzer, if the article gets lost, he does not have to pay back, because mamanav shach. If he's not going to give it back because the object got lost, so then he remains a shomer chinam on that object. As a shomer chinam, he's potter from Gdeva Vaveda, he's only chayev amchia. So therefore, if one gives to his friend the matana menas lahachzer, the recipient of the matana menas lahachzer has the achrayis of a shomer chinam if the object gets lost. However, that's what's negated to his chiyuv mamonis. What's negated to the mitzvah of esrog and lulav, he's not going to be yaitza. Because since it's only a matana if he gives it back, and over here he was unable to fulfill the tnai because the esrog and lulav got lost, so therefore, l'mafreya was never a matana, and the recipient will not be yaitze the mitzvah of esrog and lulav. Therefore, in order for the recipient to be yaitze the mitzvah of esrog and lulav, he has to return it. And the Mishnah Berurah is Masber, that he has to return that exact esrog and lulav, or a similar esrog and lulav, which is basically equal in hiddur. To go ahead and to pay back money, that is not considered to be a chazara, since in this case it's clear that the one who gave the esrog and lulav wanted back an esrog and lulav for him to be yaitzeh with tomorrow, so therefore it's clear that he was makbid in his tnai, although he didn't speak it out, that the chazara should be a chazara of a kosher esrog and lulav, this esrog and lulav, or at least something similar in hiddur, so one cannot be mekayim the tnai chazara unless he gives back the esrog and lulav. So lumaskana lahalacha, if the esrog and lulav gets lost, halachically chayish mishpat, he's not liable to replace it, because once the matana is bottle, he only becomes a shemer chinam, but he will not be yotzei the mitzvah of eser and lulav unless he gives back the eser and lulav or l'chal apachis, something similar in hider. If the donor has another set of arba minim, and this was a spare set, so then he possibly could be yotzei with giving back the value, because in such a situation where the donor did not need it back, so then we can argue that all the donor had in mind was to get back its value, not the actual eser and lulav, and therefore one can be mekayin the tanai by replacing the eser lulav with its value, and that would depend on every individual situation. Most places can hold that one does not need gidrei tznoim in order to make a matana menas l'hachzer. One does not have to make a tnai kafel, hein kaidim ulav, tnai kaidim l'maisa, all the various exact gedarim which are generally needed when tznoim are made, because since it's a tnai sheb and mamin, so therefore it can be chal without having all the gidrei hatznoim. There's a fascinating discussion in the Paiskim with which kinyan is one required to take possession, to take ownership of the Eser and Lulav. Specifically, the Shaila that the Paiskim discusses as follows. In Chayshim Mishra we Paskin, based on the Gemara Bav Metzia, Dvar Torah Mo'iz Kairis, Mida Araisa, the kinyan which transfers ownership of movable objects is kinyan kesef, money. However, because of a chashash of nisrufuch techitecho ba'aliyah, Chazal were uncomfortable with having a movable object physically in the possession of the meicher belonging to the lekech. It's a dangerous situation. If a fire were to break out, the meicher would not have any motivation to go ahead and to save the object from the fire. After all, halachically, it's already owned by the lekech. Therefore, Chazal were oiker kinyan mois, and Chazal said that mitaltalim is only nikneh with mishicha, hagbah, or the like, taking physical possession of the actual mitaltalim. The shaila is that that's fine in the world of commerce, in the world of business. We can say that ownership is transferred by Meshicha, although mid araisa, a kinyan kesef may not have been done. The person that was Meshich without paying money. But halachically, in Chayshim Mishpat, the object belongs to the Lekech, it no longer belongs to the Meicher, although the object was not paid for. The kinyan derabbanan is sufficient to transfer ownership. The Shaila is that there are four areas of halacha where a kinyan mida araisa is necessary. There are four areas of halacha where there is a iser v'heter halacha which is dependent on ownership. Chametz on Pesach must be owned by a non-Jew. The Kedushin ring must be owned by the chassan. The esrig on the first day of Sukkos must be owned by the person who's being mekayim the mitzvah. And finally, a bechor, if one does not want an animal who's mevakeres, or a female animal which is pregnant with a bechor, to give birth to an animal which will have kedushas bechor bizman hazeh, which is a problematic situation, and one has to be makne the animal to a guy. So again, these are four areas of halacha where the halacha of iser v'heter is mechayev, or will depend on who is the owner of the chayfetz. And the shaila is, does a kinyan derabbanan help for a din d'araisa or not? If one looks in the paiskim, one sees that this is a tremendous plunta in the paiskim. The Gdelei Achrayim talk about this at great length, the Ktsayist Avnei Miluim, and others. The Mishneh Brura, right here in Hilchas Lulav, in Siman Tov Reish Nunches, quotes the Machaneh Ephraim, which the Machaneh Ephraim says that Yesh Oimrim, it's a quote from the Mishneh Brura, there are those who say, Dehani Dekani Esrig LeMitzvah Upari LeAchar Chag, those who buy an Esrig and pay after Sukkos, Lo Yeyos Avdi, they are not acting properly. The Chol Kama De La Yoav Demei, because as long as they have not paid for it, Loikani Elam Derabbanan, they only have a Derabbanan Dika ownership on this particular Esrig LeLulav. Vanan Beinan Lochem Midaraisa, we need Lochem Midaraisa, and Meshicha and Hagbah cannot accomplish that. Im Loishay Vilur Shusai Vikanu Bataras Chotzer. The Eitzah which the Mishneh Brura brings is for the person to go ahead and bring his Esrig Lulav at home, be kainet with a Chotzer. Chotzer is a Kinyan Mida Araisa. And therefore, one should make a Kinyan Chotzer. And the Mishneh Brura concludes, Ulechatchila nochen lizor bezeh v'lefreya kaidim achag. One should be careful and pay before Yontif. That way, the Esrig Lulav will be his Mida Araisa l'kulei alma. On the other hand, the Paiskim are made that the old minig in many kehillas was not to pay for the Esrig and Lulav before Yontif. Fakert, the Esrig and Lulav was prohibitively expensive. They would collect money on Hashanah Rabbah to be able to pay for the Esrig, and that's where the Esrig would be paid for. And there are various discussions in the Paiskim. Why is it that they were not makbid to pay for the Esrig before Sukkos? But Al Kopanim, the Mishneh Brura brings down that it's proper to make sure that one pays for the Esrig and Lulav before Sukkos. The emphasis is that there's another reason to go ahead and to make sure that the Esrig and Lulav is paid for before Sukkos. There's another halacha, which the Mishneh Brura brings elsewhere, not in Hilchas Lulav. Ayel v'nothek azuzei. If one sells something, and one makes a proper Kinyan Meshicha, a proper Kinyan Hagbah. However, the reason why the Meicher sold this particular item was because he needed money. And he keeps on trying to go ahead and get money. His object was money, and he's Ayel v'nothek azuzei. He is trying to get the money. He needs the money, and he's trying to get the money out of the lekech, and the lekech is not paying him. In such a case, the kinyan is batal, even if the kinyan involved is not a kinyan of kesef. And this is even on the derabbanan level. This that Chazal said, that a kinyan meshicha and hagbah work, is dafka if the meicher is not an ayel v'nafik azuzei. However, if he's an ayel v'nafik azuzei, that he's desperate for his money, so then even the Kinyan Meshicha and Hagbah is nekar until it is paid for. And therefore, if the merchant, the Esrig merchant, is desperate for his cash, so then it's very possible to say that even according to the Shittas which hold, that a Kinyan Derabbanan helps for a deraisa, that one would still not be yoytze if the Esrig Lulav was not paid for. Interestingly enough, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his Haskama to the Sefer Arba Minim, and it's also printed in Halicha Shlomo, says something very fascinating. He says that the reason why the Mishneh Brura does not bring over here that to worry about an ayel v'nafik azuzei is as follows. Because kol zman that the person's ayel v'nafik azuzei, so then the kinyan is not chal, and either party could back out of the kinyan. The meicher could back out of the kinyan, and the lekech could back out of the kinyan. What's going to happen if he's ayel v'nafik azuzei? It now comes the first morning of Yontif. The lulav and esrig still belong to the meicher. The lekech effectively does not have a lulav and esrig he can be yetzer with. What's going to happen is that the first day Chol HaMoed, he's going to run before he makes Avdallah, bring the Esek Luv back to the Meicher, and say, look, I'm being Chayzer. It didn't help me. I couldn't use it the first day of Yontif because it was still yours. I have enough of Gazuzeh. And therefore, the Lekeach will be able to be Chayzer. And if the Lekeach is Chayzer, at that point, the Meicher can no longer sell the Esek Luv. It's come out worthless to him. Therefore, Zakram Shlaim Zalman, that right before Yontif, every Meicher is masking that the Lekeach should be Kainet, because he wants that the Lekeach can no longer back out of the sale. He wants the Lekeach to be Yotze, and he wants the Lekeach to pay for it. He's not interested in a Chazara on Chol HaMoed, because on Chol HaMoed, the Esek Luv is worthless to the Meicher. So therefore, Zakram Shlaim Zalman, it's true, if one is buying Tzitzis, one has to make sure that the Meicher is not Eil V'Nafik Azuzeh, that one should own the Tzitzis, own the Talis. However, when it comes to a seasonal product, like an Esrog and Lulav, one can assume that the Meicher was masking to the sale of Lev Shalem before Yontif, moments before Yontif, even if he is Eil V'Nafik Azuzeh. In the Piyutz, written by Rabbi Loza HaKalir, that's printed in the Machzayim for the second day of Sukkot, in the paragraph of Birchas Magen Avram, the Rabbi Loza Kalir writes as follows: Ki chasam bedomim, if you buy them with money, referring to Esrog and Lulav, yuchshuru l'shem oyem, that will be kosher for the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Ru'uyim lihinotel bezer rishanyem. They are roy to be taken on the first day. The Sefer Binyan Shleima from Shleima Kayin Vilna is Medayik. The Rebbe Loza Kalir is telling us that one must pay for his Esrog and Lulav with money, that a Kinyan D'Oraisa is necessary, and only Kichosam B'Domim Yuchshu L'Shem Oyim Ru'uyim Li'Natal B'Zeh Rishanyim. However, if one did not pay for the Esrog and Lulav with money, so then one cannot be Yotze his Chiv, and he wants to bring down that Rabbi Loza Kalir holds, like this Tzad, that a Kinyan D'Rabbanan is not maspik for a Kinyan D'Oraisa. That afterwards, later on in the Tshuva, the Sefer Binyan Shleima is Deicha this Pshat in the Kalir, and he says a different Pshat in the Kalir, which is absolutely fascinating. If we look at our piyutim, we notice that Rabbi Loza HaKalir only wrote a piyut for one day of Yontif. We have a piyut for one day of Pesach from Rabbi Loza HaKalir. We have a piyut for one day of Sukkot from Rabbi Loza HaKalir. Sorry, one day of Shavuos from Rabbi Loza HaKalir. The only piyut that we have 2 days for from Rabbi Loza HaKalir is Sukkot. We have a piyut for the first day. We have a piyut for the second day. The Tzlach and Bracha says that the Pshat is the Rabbi Loza HaKalir lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Loza HaKalir only kept one day Yontif. Therefore, he only wrote one piyut for the first day of Pesach, one piyut for Shvi'i Shel Pesach, one piyut for Shavuos. The reason why he wrote two piyutim for Sukkot is as follows. If one looks in the piyutim, the piyut that we say the first day of Sukkot is about the mitzvah of Esrog and Lulav. The piyut that we say the second day of Sukkot is about the mitzvah of Sukkah. And Zot Tzlach, that Rabbi Loza HaKalir lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he wrote a piyut about Esrog and Lulav. However, since when the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we do not shake Esrog and Lulav, Memele, he wrote a piyut about Sukkah for the years when the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So therefore, although he kept one day Yontif, and he wrote one piyut for Pesach, and one piyut for the seventh day Pesach, and one for Shavuos, for Sukkot he wrote two. A Shabbos nikah piyut and a Vochen nikah piyut. And that's why the instructions in the Machzor say that when the first day comes out on Shabbos, we switch the order. We say the Sukkot nikah piyut, generally said on the second day, on the first day. And then the first day piyut about Esrog and Lulav will say on Sunday when we indeed shake Esrog and Lulav. The Shaila is that this line, Ki Chasan B'Domim, is written in the Sukkos Piyut. It is not written in the Lulav Piyut. It's in the Piyut of the second day. So, L'chayra, the Shaila is, that why did Reb Lozak Halir write this line of Kichosam B'damim, Ru'uyim Li Notel B'zeh Rishayin Yayim, on the second day, which is a Piyut written for Shabbos, if we do not take Esrog Lulav on Shabbos? Also, he's medayik, the Lashon, Ru'uyim Li Notel B'zeh Rishayin Yayim. What does it mean, Ru'uyim Li Notel? So, Rabbi Shlomo Kain Vilna says a fascinating thing. He says as follows, that when the first day Yontif is going to fall on Shabbos, so the average person might say, there's no reason for me to go ahead and have my own personal Esrog and Lulav. Because on Shabbos, we don't shake Esrog and Lulav. Sunday, Chol HaMoed, again, logically, there's only one day Yontif. Chol HaMoed, one can be ate with the Esrog Shal. I'll borrow. I'll go to shul and I'll borrow. Zokt, the kalir, that's incorrect. Why? Because meheri yibon beis hamikdash. How could you go ahead and a few days before yontif not buy an esrog and rely that on Sunday, the first day chol hamoed, you'll be yaitze with the shul? L'chayra, Mashiach might come. The beis hamikdash might be built, and esrog lulav is taken in the Mikdash, even on Shabbos. Therefore, Zokr Loza Kalir, Ki Chosan Bidomin, L'Shem Oyem. A person, even the first day of Sukkos, is Shabbos, one has to go ahead and buy his own Esrog and Lulav. And that's why he says, they're Ru'uyim Li Notol V'Zer Rishon Yom, that they should be Roy to be taken. We don't, the way the Matzav is today, they can't be taken, because right now they're Mikdash Charev. But they were Uyim Li Notel. And therefore, Zokr Shlomo Kain Vilna, if you're talking to B'deicha the Raya, that when he says Ki Chosan B'damim, he's not referring to the Kinyan. He's not telling you should go ahead and make a Kinyan Damim, as opposed to a Kinyan Mashiach or a Kinyan Agbah. But rather, what the Kalir is instructing us is to go ahead and to make sure that we get one, that we buy one. Whether we'll pay for it before Yontif, after Yontif, that's irrelevant to the Kalir at this point. But Al Kapanim, one should buy one. One should not be Seimich on a Shol. Not always can one get a Matana on Nas Lahachzer. So therefore, one should go out and buy it in order to show that he is Batuach, that Mashiach could come at any moment, and he lives with the emuna of Meheri Yevonah Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, what the Kalir is not telling you how to be kind of the Esrog Lulav, but rather telling you the importance and the chashivas of making sure you have one of your own, not to rely that when Yontif comes, you'll be yetsu somebody else's, which is a shul.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.